starting it off. We may have a couple guests here today. We may not. You know, I may just decide to, you know, carry this whole thing myself. You never know. But whichever way we do it, man, we're going to make sure that we have a good time. Again, welcome to Everyday Voices. I'm your host, Stephen Hill. And let's get right into it. So today I kind of want to start off with diving into a discussion around relationships. But not just relationships. Relationships before marriage. You know, because me personally, I'm married. Been married for a minute now. But I know it's a lot of folks out there who are still single trying to find that right person. Luckily, I found that right person. But I had to go through a couple of wrong people to find that right person. Let me go back. I wouldn't say wrong people. I had the experience from other people that they weren't the right person for me to continue my journey on forward to finding that right person. I think I just said it better that way. I think that just means it just hits a little bit better than just saying the way that I did the first time. But there are a lot of single people out here. I know a lot of people are sitting there, they throw up their rings. You see it on the Instagram, they're throwing up the rings. They're happy to be in a, you know, getting married. You know, they're getting engaged. I mean, I've seen so much just over last summer of people who get married. I've seen a couple of unexpected marriages happening that were like, whoa, man, I didn't think y'all would do that. Y'all had a, I don't know if I'm using the word right, but a tumultuous couple of years for y'all to be tying the knot now. But, hey, congratulations to everybody. If you like it, I love it. I will say, being single, man, like, you know, it's got such a bad thing on it, man. Especially when you hit a certain age. You know, it's cool probably when you, you know, if you're a teenager or, you know, you're a young adult and you're single, not dating or anything like that. But I tell you what, I'm interested in knowing how, you know, you guys that are 35, 40, 45, about to hit 50, you know, how are y'all feeling about being single? Because maybe, you know, maybe we the married people got it wrong. Maybe being single is not so bad. Again, definitely not speaking on myself. I love my marriage. I love my kids. I love my family. But I think a lot of times the narrative around being single, I think we need to make sure we show both sides of it, because being single, you know, being in a relationship could be good or it could be bad, depending on who you're with. Now, you're probably asking me, nah, man, how can being single be bad, right? I mean, be good. I'm going to tell you, sometimes it's good to just be able to learn how to love yourself. Because a lot of times what I see is people get in relationships, and before they know how to love themselves, they're expecting someone else to figure out how to love them. And I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of times that just doesn't end the way that it should end. So, I mean, I don't know. I think also being single, it's always good to reset the discovery phase. You got to keep in mind when you're not with someone, you've got time to do your due diligence. Find out how you want to be loved. And then you can search for that person that you feel like and date that person that you feel like is willing to love you the way you want to be loved. And I think that's super important. But that's just me personally. But yeah, I mean, I think, again, I think being single and ready to mingle, or being single and taking the time to discover who you are, is super important. So without further ado, let's see if we can get someone to speak on that aspect of it. Because again, I'm married, so I really can't speak on being single because I've been consistently married for a while now. But I know there's people out there who are single, and I just want to see if we can get some different perspective than mine. On the line. See what we got here. Hey, how you doing, T?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just letting you know you're on air right now. So we're just having a discussion right now, and we're discussing like I ain't catching it at a bad time, Emma.
How Aiden just finished eating some Vietnamese noodles. I'm always ready to talk.
So real quick, I was just wondering. Obviously, are you in a relationship right now?
Yes.
You are. Okay. Okay. What do you think makes a great man?
Do I have to pick one quality or can I combine it?
You can combine it. Of course. Combine.
I think makes a great man would be willingness to admit when he's wrong. Willingness to ask for help, ask for direction, emotional intelligence, empathy, and just someone who is not scared to demasculate themselves.
Now,
we don't always want a man to be hard. We want to feel protected, but we don't always need you to be macho man, me mugging everybody. We don't need that.
Okay. So that's a lot of traits.
I mean, out there like that. They just don't know they got it in them. Okay. If you want to break down qualities, it's not a lot.
Okay. Now, with all those qualities, I noticed you didn't say anything about finances.
Okay, so let me tell you something. Finances are good and great, but not everybody starts off with like, oh, I want him to be a billionaire, a millionaire.
Right.
If you're willing to build with me, I'm willing to build with you.
Okay.
You don't have to come in with all the answers, because you come in with all the answers, what am I going to? You're not going to be willing to listen to me or let me help you, because you're so used to go getting it for yourself. I'm not saying we got to struggle. You know, we're going to eat noodles for a whole year, but you just have to be willing to work. Be willing to work, it'll come.
So you feel like if you're willing to work, it's going to come. If you, you know, you stay, you know, money ain't going to matter because you're going to get to the bag.
You
just got to. Okay. So what if I, you know, just to ask, just curious.
Okay.
When do you know when someone's not getting to the bag? Like, when do you know to let go?
Okay. So, you know, pretty much within the first, I would say 6 months. I wouldn't even say give it a whole year. Within the first 6 months, you kind of know. Women's intuition, you know, a little bit sooner than that, but you kind of start nudging them to the right, you know, let's do this, or what's your vision, or what would happen if we had this? So based off whatever he's saying, you know, but within the 6 months, you know whether they're willing to be dreamers if they, you know, put their feet in action, or just dreamers to dream and want somebody else to give it to them. And that's when you need to walk.
Okay, I just want to let you know that. It might be the best call we've ever had with questions on deck. I want to let y'all know, if you're listening, this is not scripted. So I had another question for you. So what do you bring to the table?
Personally?
Uh-huh.
I bring everything to the table.
Oh, snap. Here we go.
Look, but I'm just saying, when you've been through some things, you know that you can dream, but still, you have to be a woman that's willing to work. A woman that's willing to, okay, babe, let me spoil you. Let me do this for you. Let me show you I'm willing to be 50-50, or, you know, for this time, because it's going to make you want to do better by me. Women right. Want to be better by me? Let's believe there's about 2-3 other people who are watching, and they're willing to step in and do better.
Okay. All right. I can understand that. But I will just say, though, you gave me about 5 or 6 qualities I need at least 5 or 6 qualities from you.
Okay.
Because I feel like, let me tell you why it is. I feel like the expectations on men are, you know, you guys know off top. But when we ask, reverse the question on you guys, it's almost like it's a everything, or it's a, I'm going to give you the same thing, or it's a, but it's not like, so what are you bringing to the table? What are your characteristics?
Smart, intelligent. I'm going to go get it and I'm going to have your back. Whether you fall, whether we like balling, I'm going to have your back. Nobody is going to be able to put you down, because I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to harp on your great qualities, the qualities that I see, the future that I see that you're going towards. Loving. No one is going to love you like I'm going to be able to love you. And that's not saying there's not someone out there better than me, because there is. When you're, you know, when you're sure of yourself, there's no one else like you. So being confident to know that when you're at your low, I got your back. Mm. You don't have to worry about it. I'm going to strive for us. I'm going to go get it for us. And so you can take over.
Mm. Man, I love it. I love it. That makes sense. But you know, it's not always that easy.
It's not always that easy. And like I said, by me being older and have been through a lot of things in life, it took a little while for me to get to this level.
Right.
You know, not thinking you were deserving of certain things, not wanting to open your mouth, putting everyone else's happiness before you. It's okay to do that. It's also okay to love yourself and know your qualities and harp on it. I'm a good woman.
Yeah, most things.
Am I spoiled? Yes. But I know, like, if I want to be spoiled, I got to be able to spoil myself. And you live and you learn. You might not be 19 and think like that. You might not be 20-something, because a lot of them want to chase, you know, the man who got the bag and got this flashy car. But yeah, his, you know, he's on like a quarter of a tank. He's robbing Peter to pay Paul.
he out there living on the edge.
The man who's got the jumpsuit on, you know, because he's out there up early in the morning getting the trash. You know, not just being flashy with his money. Knows the value of hard work. Yeah, that's the type of man I want.
100%.
I don't want your hands to be as soft as mine.
I feel you. I would tell you this, man. I've worked with you a while, so I know you live by those qualities. And
I do.
I also know. Yeah, definitely. I also know that you always have confidence. So the first day I've ever met you, you have nothing but confidence and a lot of wisdom and a lot of knowledge. I will say, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think both people have to bring something to the table, and it definitely takes.
Exactly.
Teamwork. It definitely takes, you know, knowing what the mission is and going out there to complete it. But I will also say that it's okay to be single too. I know some people out here that are listening are probably like, what? It's okay to be single. It's all right. It's okay. Why do you think it's okay? Let's see if you're on the same page as I'm on.
Because
right.
You don't always need someone to walk and happiness. You have to be happy with yourself.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when you're leading or a leader, you're not going to have a co-partner.
Yep.
Let your light, you know, be able to let your light shine by yourself. And if someone else can match your light shine or bring a little bit more brightness, it's all the better. But it's okay to be alone.
It's okay to be alone. I tell people all this. I tell people that all the time. Like, it's okay. Like, if you're single and you know, at the end of the day, some people get in relationships too fast and they ain't learned to love themselves. But they want to have expectations on someone else on how they need to love them. But they don't know how to love themselves. So therefore, they don't know how they want the man to treat them.
Exactly.
Coming into the relationship. So
you're asking for things that you don't know how to handle.
Yo, you think it's a lot of that out here?
Yes.
Why you answer like that?
It's a lot. I mean, I see it all the time. Just daily walks, and I try to, you know, I can talk to anybody. I try to be nice. Just try to let my light shine, and just talk to some people who are just like, I can't believe this, and this is what I want. Okay, so why do you want it? This is what I deserve. Okay, you probably deserve it, but have you worked or your steps? Have you ordered your steps? How do you, and do you really, really deserve it?
Mm.
No.
Mm.
Nothing about you says you deserve it. Speaking it, okay. You speaking, but walking it too. Don't just speak it.
Mm. Mm.
That's just me.
Amen. So, no, amen. So I, you don't have to share it if you don't want to, but I was just curious. What well, I know, but I don't know if the listeners know or not, or if you, even if you want to share it, but
okay.
What do you do for a living?
I work with juvenile justice. So I'd like to say I just answer the phones, but I do more than answer the phones. You pour into those juveniles who are on probation, or you know, might have did a couple of little naughty things to get noticed by the cops or judges or stuff like that. So notarizing, setting up, you know, with the court dates, appointments, just kind of steering people in the right direction when they call. Some parents call and asking for help. My child is not doing this. What should I do? Kind of like the first line of defense when they call up there to the probation office.
Got you. Got you. So you work with the youth. Well, I want to tell you, thank you. You know, a lot of times we're going to take the time to tell, find out what the community's doing, who's doing the work in the community, and we don't really give them their flowers until it's too late. So I just want to tell you off top, I know you already worked and did a lot of work in the community with the kids, and, you know, so I just want to tell you thank you, and we're super, super proud to have you on that front line.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, here's the love. So thank you so much. And look forward to talking to you later. Thank you for joining us on the Everyday Voice. So at the end of the day, we appreciate it. All right, man, there you have it. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all right to be single. And it's all also all right to put your best self forward, you know, to make sure that you're, you know what you expect out of a relationship before you hop into a relationship. It's a lot getting to know someone else, man, and making sure that you're prepared and you know what you want and you know how you want the other person to treat you. It's a lot that goes into that. And I think a lot of times people jump into it a little too early. And that's how you get that toxicity happening. So and within a relationship. But again, I'm no relationship expert. I'm married, and I tell you right now, man, it takes every day. It takes working on it, and it takes dedication. It takes understanding. It takes patience. It takes listening. It takes sometimes it takes just following and not leading. So at the end of the day, man, it takes a lot. But I'll tell you what, man, it's so much more you get out of it at the end of the day. That makes it well worth it. And that's just for me. But again, that takes finding the right person. That takes knowing. Finding yourself, and that takes trusting that other person to rise to your expectations as well. So it's a lot of good stuff tonight, man. But I got a female's perspective on there. So now let me see if I can get a guy's perspective on it, because you know guys, we see things a little bit different. At times we look at things from a different angle, different perspective. And I just kind of want to see, if we can get, someone to pick up out there in the world. Yeah. Hey, how you doing? What's up, Ant?
Come on, man.
Hey, yeah, man, you're on the Everyday Voice. I got you. What you doing, man? So, hey, man, I just want to reach out to you, man. I just want to ask you a question. Today's topic, we're talking a little bit about relationships. I had someone else from a female's perspective that we called and got a little bit of perspective of her. But let me ask you this, man. Are you single?
Yeah, man, I am single.
Why are you single, big dog?
That's what society wants me to be right now, man.
That's what society wants you to be. Hey, I feel you, man. I feel you. Why does society have that in your cards and not in mine? I'm just saying, man. So, we just spoke on it, and I will tell you this, man. I already told the listeners, man, being single ain't a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? Especially everybody's not ready to jump out there, be in a relationship. And then sometimes some people are in the discovery phase, you know what I mean? They're trying to discover who they are and what they expect out of someone. So it's different phases we all go through, you know? And anybody who is married, they've been through that phase. I know I have. So, first off, let me take a step back so people know who I'm talking to, right? Tell them a little bit about yourself, because you also have your own podcast. You actually inspired me to start my own podcast. And I just want to, I don't want to, go over that portion of it.
People know me as Ant Bynum. Born in the Wilson area, wasn't raised here. Pops was in the military. I had a little stint in the military. Stayed all over the globe. Germany, Baltimore, Texas. Mostly majority of Texas is where a majority of my life was raised at. Raised in my younger years, you know what I'm saying? And like Twan said, I have my own podcast. I have Off the Wall podcast, who you can listen to on Apple, Anchor, Spotify, Google Play, all your large streaming platforms. And then I'm also part of the Lovers Lost podcast that I just started. That's on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? So you can reach over there if you want to see things that me and my partner are talking about over there. Over there, I have a partner. The Off the Wall podcast is something I started myself, and it's just me expressing my thoughts, you know what I'm saying?
All right. I know you had told me you started the other one, man, but man, you got a lot of stuff going on.
Yes, sir.
Keep it moving, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I just, but getting back to it, relationships, man. You think these women out here are ready to not be single as well?
It's very messy out here, and we're living in the social media age. Now, a lot of people, like, if your women, the listeners out there, your women or your guys on social media, they are being approached by people that shouldn't have no access. We're allowing a lot of people who shouldn't have access to us, they're able to have access to us through DMs. Now, what your significant other, your male or female, your husband, wife, boyfriend, or girlfriend does with that access, that's up to them. That lets you know what type of individual you have. Mm-hmm. And by people having so much access to each other, a lot of people think they got options that they really don't have. I witnessed the other day on Vlad TV, a rapper, I can't remember his name, Chicago rapper, not too famous, but he said he was in Summer Walker's DMs for 8 years. She finally answered and they're together. So that means he watched this girl go through two relationships and two kids, and he still held on and waited for her to answer the DMs, and she finally answered, which is crazy.
That is crazy. Now that's crazy.
He was on Vlad TV like a day ago.
And he with her today. Man, that's crazy.
Right now, today, yeah. He waited out. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes that person in the DMs, your woman never answers. If she never deletes them, he might have a chance one day if you mess up. That's basically what all that told me.
Yeah, man. I mean, dang, I don't know, man. That's a long time to be on the sideline, waiting to get in the game.
Hey, man, he must want her real bad, man. But they together now. He even talking about he wants to marry her. So there must have been somebody he was always looking at.
Yeah, man. Persistent. Definitely persistent.
Persistence sometimes do get you a long way, man.
I tell you this, man. When I think about relationships today, man, it seems like, you're right, man. It seems like the internet. When we were younger, man, I don't feel like we, I don't know, man. Like it just wasn't as instant. You actually had to put some work into it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't.
Yeah, we had MySpace and Black Planet and stuff like that, AOL chat rooms. But
So that was few and far for me, because at that time I was, you know, I was young, doing things, and internet was like a secondary thing. Now these people it's like you're making a living off the internet now, some people.
Right.
And they're up there more. They're advertising. They're showing so much of their lives. Like, it's not secondary like it was for us. Like, for us, it was like, okay, I might get on the internet, you know, see what's going on. But we had other things. We went outside and did things. These kids are all inside, making up their own personalities for some people. And just going with the flow. They, like, their whole livelihood is on. We live with a phone. We got credit cards on our phone now. We everything, like, our whole livelihood. Some people's medical history is on their phone. Like, so our whole livelihoods are through the phone now. It's way different now.
Yeah, man. It's kind of scary, man, when you really think about it. Like, they're falling in love with a personality that's, like, literally made up or not fully, you know what I'm saying, somewhat fabricated.
Right.
That's scary, man. That's
see, I got like that the early days. I'm not even gonna hold y'all.
No, and you didn't get catfished, did you?
I got catfished into a blood. I got batfished. It's no blood. I got batfished. So never forget it. This is right after I got out the Navy. Probably right after I got the Navy, I came back to stay with my grandma here in Wilson before I went to Texas. Right.
Mm.
That's when I think MySpace was finally popping. It was, you know, you had your top eight and everything. And some girl from D.C. hit me up. I never forget. I was working at a place called White's Tire Service. For your listeners, that's the southern tire shop that's right here in the Wilson area. You know what I'm saying? I was working at White's Tire Service. I never forget. I wasn't making too much money. I remember I had an Oldsmobile 88. Clean. Thing was clean. Had rims on it and everything. Mm. And I was talking to this girl from D.C. She had to be from D.C., at least I'm thinking, because, you know, she had the D.C. area code. I had family members from D.C. I remember I used to frequent D.C., and she knew a lot of spots. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I do know that spot. So I'm thinking that's what it really was. So we conversed, like, through the inbox on MySpace probably for, like, a month or two. So I finally got a bright idea. 21-year-old aunt.
Bright idea.
Said, you know what? I'm going to come up there and see you Friday night after I get off from White Side Service. You know what I'm saying? I get paid. I'm going to gas up the Oldsmobile 88. I'm going to get 301. I didn't say 95. I hit 301. You know, 301 will take you up that way, too. I said, I'm going to hit 301, and I'm coming up and see if you were all for it. Back then, I remember, I don't know if you guys remember, T-Mobile used to be a place called Suncom.
Oh, yeah. He's taking us way back.
So they were the first people that had a plan called the Unplanned. So it was a limited text. It wasn't too much text going back in, like, 05, 06, but it was unlimited text and unlimited calls, because, you know, at that time you only had free nights and weekends. So Suncom broke the mold, but you only could use it in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia. So I remember I told her I was coming. She said, oh yeah, that's cool, you can meet me, blah blah blah, you know. We set up the whole thing and the plan. So I remember getting in the car. I gassed up here in Wilson, and I left probably like 6 o'clock that evening. She talked to me the whole way until we got to, like, I got about, like, Alexandria, Virginia. If you don't know, from Wilson to D.C. is almost 4 hours. It's like going to Charlotte, but never the opposite direction. So Alexandria, Virginia is right outside of D.C. So she's like, okay, you're almost here. I'm about to get ready. When you get into D.C., just call me, and I'm gonna let you know where I stay.
Yeah.
So I'm already there. So I'm like 30 minutes out. I get into D.C. When I get into D.C., I call this chick. She didn't answer. I'm like, okay, maybe, you know, she's still getting ready. I'm going to just, you know, ride around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? An hour passed. She's still not answering the phone. I called like 3 times. I'm like, yo, like, what in the world? You know, what's going on? Long story short, like I said, I left about 6, 7 o'clock from here, from Wilson. So it was almost 11 o'clock now. A little bit past 11. I'm like, yo, it's gone. I'm here in D.C. If you know, D.C. is not the place to really play around at. It's kind of, you can get people serious in D.C. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, hold up now. Come on, I'm gonna give her 30 more. I was like, 30 more minutes. This is not what it's like. She still never answered the phone, man. So I found, like, at all places, always a 24-mile McDonald's. I saw a McDonald's. I went and got me a value meal, gas back up, and I said, yo, I'm heading back home, man. Like, where am I supposed to go?
Right.
So as I'm going home, by the time I hit, well, I'm going back, and by the time I hit to, like, the North Carolina, Virginia side, like that line by Emporia.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
I'm like, yo, I was like, where was you at? He told me, I'm sorry, you know, I had things going on. I'm sorry for that. Like, and that's all she would say. And then she just hung up, and I never heard from her again.
Well, maybe she didn't have things she had to do, though. That wasn't really signing a cat. Maybe.
But why did you wait till I get almost right outside D.C. to do that, though? Like, why would you do that? Why didn't you tell me that before I drove my ass up there?
So, hold up. So you think it, she was just, like, hideous? Or you think she was...
She probably didn't think I really was going to come up there. That's what it was. So now it had me thinking, like, yo, like, her whole picture and everything she had online probably wasn't really her. That's why she was scared to meet. I pretend, one chick actually really thought I was Jawai Williams from the North Carolina Tar Heels basketball.
Yo, you ain't got a couple of catfish pages, do you, man?
I ain't gonna lie, I did. So, you know what I'm saying, I guess like DMA said, when you do dirt you get dirt. So I mean, I guess it came back on me and I just stopped doing it after that. I'm like, yo, I can't, and you know, that's crazy, money from White House. So I think it was paying me like $9 an hour. So my little $200 check was done by the time I got gas, gas back. You cried in the car, didn't you? Ain't crying. I damn near shame myself. It took me to tell a month we tell my homeboys, but then it came out with stories too. Like, yeah, we got gas too. We ain't go that far. We got gas at like Greenville or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
man, that's crazy. So, let me ask you this, man. We're talking about like relationships and catfished and batfished and all of that, right? So. When you go out, have you ever paid for a female's meal?
Yeah, of course.
Have you ever let a female pay for your meal?
Of course.
They offer? The first now, not the third or fourth day. Talking the first time.
Yeah, the first day, I've never had it. I've never known a female to ever offer to pay for the first day.
Really?
She might have made for the third or fourth in my experience, you know what I'm saying? But no, that never happened in my experience.
I got you. Because, you know, with the newer generation, that's one thing, too. They feel like they shouldn't always have to pay for the first meal or the second or the third or whatever the case may be. Do you think those traditions don't make any sense?
I honestly think we shouldn't even go out with traditions. I think you should go by what you and that person feel that's right for you, too. Now, I will admit, now, that's a lot of bitch-assness. There's a lot of men not being men. First of all, I wouldn't expect for her to pay for it, but if she do, I'm the guy, I'm not going to be bad. I ain't turning it down. So I'm definitely always going to be ready, you know, to have to pay, but if she says, it's not bad, I got it this time. Yeah, you got it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, that's how I feel.
I'm not going to turn it down, but I'm not going to be... Even if it's the first date that she offered to pay, yeah, I'm not mad.
Do you feel like that lets you see more in her if she pays for the first date?
Hey, queen, get it how you live. You know what I'm saying?
See?
Get it how you live. Spoil me. You know what I mean?
Get it. Okay. All right. For all you guys out there that, you know, got your women out there paying for their meals. There you have it. It has made it make sense.
I also had a woman who tried to buy me. Now, somehow, that's how you know how...
Wait a minute. Hold up. They tried to what?
Love.
Mm.
Love can be bought.
Damn.
I'm saying, you know, but I'm definitely going to entertain the gifts. Like, I had a person who was trying to get to know me, and as a matter of fact, this was probably 2 years ago. You know, when we used to be big on video games, it was something small like mine, like 2K.
Uh-huh.
2K was coming out. And they knew I wanted, and I was getting ready to go pre-order, go pick it up from a certain place that we know each other from. And the person pulled up like, nah, I already bought it for you. And I'm like, I said, thank you, but I ain't asked you to do this because I didn't really know the person like that. I know the person was interested in me, but I'm like, nah, that's okay. You can take it back. You got a receipt. You can take it back. I was already going to get it anyway. But they insisted I keep the game.
Mm.
So that was $80 in my pocket.
Mm.
And I had to pay for the game. So sometimes, you know, when they like you enough, they'll come, you know, pursue you in ways.
I'm telling you right now, man, being single may not be a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? And if you're married in a good relationship, let me tell you right now, man, you blessed. You know, so at the end of the day, man, it's where you're at and where you want to be. But I'll tell anybody, man, like it's tricky out here, man. And the way the world's going, it don't make it any easier either. I mean, it's just different, especially different from how I grew up. But yeah, I just don't want the people that's single to get, you know, to always think that, oh man, I'm single, I'm in a bad spot. I always tell people, man, you're not in a bad spot, man. You just got to figure out what you want. Because that's 90% of finding a good relationship. You got to know what you want. And I feel like you got to have realistic expectations.
I agree.
I think sometimes, you know, having 5 or 6 traits is good. If you know that's what you want and you ain't going to settle, I get it. But make sure, you know, you understand that you're going to have to come with 6 amazing traits as well. That person's not going to be willing to bend on. You know, so that's just how I feel about it, you know.
But,
yeah, man, because I know, you know, you paying for meals and all that, that's cool. But at the end of the day, man, relationships, they can get sticky. They can get sticky, man. And I just feel like you got to come equal. And, you know, that's why I say, man, you can't jump. Some people jump in a relationship back to back to back. And they don't have time to get to know, you know, themselves or to understand what they want or how they should even go by getting what they're seeking. So I think it's being single, man. You know, it doesn't matter if you're 30, 40, 50. I believe that there's somebody out there for everybody. That's me personally. They may not be perfect, but they could be the perfect person for you.
Yeah, nobody's perfect, yeah.
100%. So that's just how I feel about it. But yeah, we're going to wrap it up. I just wanted to make sure, you know, we touch bases, not just from a female perspective, but also from a male perspective as well. So I appreciate you joining us on Everyday Voices, giving us your side of it. Yeah, man, no more driving. We don't drive no more, man. Even though we ain't driving for hours, telling y'all that right now. You know, we got self-driving cars. We don't do that no more.
That's crazy. Never again, man.
All right, everybody. I want to tell y'all, man, I hope y'all have a great day. Stay positive and stay positive, man. One love.
One love.